to all the listeners out there and welcome to another episode of Talang's Investor Relations Podcast. Today's episode is a very special one, as I have as my guest today, Carsten Werle, the longtime head of investor relations, who is leaving us, and Bernd Sablowski, the new head of investor relations as of August 16. Welcome, Carsten. Welcome, Bernd. I am very excited to talk to both of you today.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Pleasure to be here today.
I am very glad that with the current pandemic situation, it is possible again to have such a conversation as today in person. Carsten, Bernd and I are meeting in our film studio at the Hardy E-Platz in Hanover, where we are well equipped to record this interview today. Let's go right into it. Carsten, my first question goes to you. You started at Talang's in November 2011 in the Investor Relations Department. How does it feel to leave Talang's after 10 years? What will you miss the most? And what are your plans for the future?
I mean, first of all, 10 years is a very long time. It doesn't feel like, but it's a long time. I arrived here when Talang's was not even listed, when it was not even clear whether we would have the opportunity to get the company listed. And of course, since then, it has developed tremendously. I mean, after so many years, after so many quarterly reportings, also capital markets days, it felt to me like this is now the right time to start something new. As we already shipped out in our release in May, I will build up my own business. So I'm not leaving to go to another major firm or so. It will be something completely new. And I'm very much looking forward to this. Of course, I will also miss a lot of things here. I will miss Talang's. I will miss a lot of people at Talang's, and I will also miss a lot the communication with investors and analysts that I always appreciated a lot. And after yesterday's evening, when my team actually made a party for me with all the corona restrictions, which are still in place, so all safe on that side, I also have to say, of course, I miss very much my team.
Well, speaking of your team of seven, we're also miss a few things about you, Carsten. And since seven is the number of letters in your name, C-A-R-S-T-E-N, your team has recorded something for each of these letters. Have fun listening.
Hi, my name is Hannes. I've taken the C because Carsten has a strong character. He's very cooperative, he stands for his team and supported us in all respects. Thanks, Carsten.
Hello, this is Anna. I have the letter A. A is accurate, of course, in a positive sense.
Dear Carsten, this is Bernd, the one with a T at the end. You have been a strong team leader, and I have therefore picked the letter R from your first name. The German word Rückgrat begins with that letter, and it means backbone. You have been the backbone of this IR team in a multiple sense of the word. You held the team upright with your hard work. You always had the back of the team. And when you had formed a view on critical matters, you were not to be bent.
My name is Alexander Zissel, and I have chosen the letter S for stadium. I will miss Carsten because we are losing a great boss with whom you could talk so wonderfully about the stadiums of the football world. All the best for you, Carsten.
My name is Nicole, and I chose the letter T like team player. Carsten never behaved bossy towards his employees, but always on eye level, just like a real team player. Thanks for that, Carsten.
I am the other Carsten of the Talang's investor relations team, and I choose the letter E because of Carsten's expertise. He has a deep understanding of both the capital markets and the effects on companies. During our time at Talang's, I learned a lot of him. All the best for the future, Carsten.
Hi, this is Shirley, and I am not only the host of this podcast, but also part of your team, Carsten. I choose the letter N, N for networking, because I think that networking is a really great strength of yours, and I always found it very remarkable about you. But now, back to my questions. Carsten, may I ask you to share some stories with our listeners? It has been more than 35 reporting, 7 Capital Markets Day, hundreds of roadshows and conferences, and 9 annual general meetings. When you look back on the decade, what were your achievements? What did you appreciate most? And are there any stories you might share with us?
I'm impressed by the math. I've not checked it, but I'm absolutely sure that all the numbers are right that you calculated, surely. I mean, highlights definitely have been the capital markets days, which I think also developed quite a lot over the time from 2013 after the IPO to the 2019 one in Frankfurt in different locations, different cities. We were in Warsaw, we were in London, in Frankfurt, in Hanover. That was, I think, always fun and also very good events. The preparation was not always fun, but the events always were, which is important. And I think also our participants liked it a lot. Stories. I mean, there's so many stories. I mean, two that come to my mind when we had our Capital Markets Day in Warsaw with an evening event. We were already aware that the Football World Cup took place at that time in Brazil. And as it could be, of course, the match of Germany and against the USA exactly took place on the night of our evening event. And we felt like it might be an uphill struggle to have a lot of participants fighting against a football match. So what did we do? We invited the best Polish football player of the first decade of the century, Jerzy Dudek, former goalie of FC Liverpool, who watched the match with us and also commented it with Herbert Haas at that time. So I think that was a lot of fun. Another funny episode was on our IPO roadshow, which was for some reason under some time pressure because we didn't have so many days. I went to the US with Immo Querner for 1.5 days. We had to start the next morning in Paris, and there was some fare. Extremely difficult to get a shower somewhere. It was even impossible to rent a hotel room. And so finally, we ended up in a sports club in Port Mayot, entered, I don't know, unwashed with a big luggage, and left 15 minutes later in a suit. And I think the girl at the reception was was a bit amazed by our appearance. So that were two stories that came into my mind.
Carsten, you were involved in the IPO in 2012. How do you look back on that time, and how do you see Talanx after 9 years on the stock market?
I think there is probably broad consensus that today Talanx is an established and well-respected issuer on the stock markets, I think also on the fixed income markets. And of course, this has not been the case before 2012. And that's probably for the whole firm a big achievement. Of course, we also hear that, which is in the end also some compliment, that some investors would like to see a higher share free float of Talanx. Also from an perspective, of course, this would sometimes be nice. But in the end, it's a question of opportunity. And I've also considered it also a strength of the firm and also of our management team to be so disciplined, not to make any stupid transactions just for the sake of liquidity of the stock.
Carsten and Bernd, you know each other well, and you have a lot of meetings and talks to allow for a smooth transition. But Carsten, is there anything you would like to give Bernd as a tip or any must avoids for the future work?
As you say, I think we know each other very well, and I can only say that I think Bernd has all the personal and technical skills to do this job in a perfect way. And I think he also has a lot of passion for the capital markets, which is important to have. And therefore, I think he has all the ingredients, and he will make it, and he doesn't need my advice there, I suppose.
What an accolade.
What a nice bridge to you, Bernd. Well, many of our listeners do not know you yet. Do you want to tell our listeners who you are and what is your capital markets background?
Sure. Well, actually, I dare to say that I'm a kid of the equity capital markets. As an investment banker in the late 90s, I grew up in the new market era where I did IPOs. And actually, I know and I'm very well aware that the neue Markt is associated with many bad memories for a lot of people. But to me, it is a very good memory and experience. And that's not only because the collapse of the neue Markt era made me an M&A banker. It's because it's sort of the ignition spark for my passion indeed for the equity capital markets. And while I'm out of the job for quite some time, I've never lost passion and contact indeed for the capital markets. And therefore, I believe it's a sort of dream coming true that I now can do both M&A and ECM/IR capital markets work.
Shirley, if I may take over here. I mean, from our discussion, Bernd, and I know you're intensively preparing for your new role. You have a lot of ideas that you want to develop. Do you already have a feeling, or can you already say to our audience what Bernd Sablowski as a head of AR will stand for? Do you have any visions or goals that you could already share with our audience?
Well, first and foremost, my vision for the future of IR at Talanx is less a vision but more a promise. And it is a promise to you, Carsten, to cherish your legacy, because my sense is that you have done a quite tremendous job in establishing and developing the IR team and IR work to the level it is now. It is probably too early to say what specifically I have in mind, but it is quite likely that it will relate to things like embedding social media more intensively in the communication of Talanx IR and other stuff in relation to how to digitalize the IR communication work.
Well, Bernd, since you are the head of M&A as well, how does M&A and investor relations go hand in hand? And how will you be able to juggle both of these tasks at the same time?
My sense is that it is an ideal combination, because while I always have to think about a transaction from the investor's perspective, and that's why Carsten and I know each other so well, because we are in quite frequent contact, it's now even more important to do so because I'm the one who's at the front line explaining what we are doing. And in that sense, I consider myself probably as a sort of safeguard that we don't do nonsense in M&A going forward. As far as the workload is concerned, it's probably sort of no-brainer. When you get an additional task, life will be different from now on. But luckily, I don't need to do it all on my own, because I can rely on two strong teams. The one that Carsten is handing over to me, the IR team, and I have a good team in M&A, so I'm pretty confident that we will tackle it in an appropriate manner.
Bernd, you've already mentioned social media and ESG. I think when we look back on our IR work over the last 2 or 3 years, digitization of IR, and I think as a group overall, also a much stronger commitment for ESG, have already been two cornerstones of our work. I understand you agree these are mega trends going forward. Do you see other challenges, perhaps also other opportunities for IR going forward?
I absolutely agree what you said as to the growing importance of ESG. And to me, the whole ESG movement is at a sort of tipping point, because it has been sort of a buzzword for quite some time. It's now that it becomes important, and even more important, because people expect action. And it's now the time to embed it more into the strategy and the business model. And therefore, it's a key task of IR to make sure that we show people what we do, show what we intend to be, and how to get there. Other than that, it's probably too early to say what else lies ahead.
Carsten and Bernd, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with me today. Carsten, as our CEO Thorsten Lawyer already said, we owe you a great debt of gratitude, and we wish you all the best for your future. To you, Bernd, we are looking forward to your energy in combination with your capital market experience and your skills. All the best to you. Do you guys have any last words you would like to say to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, of course, thank you very much to all employees inside Talanx, but also to all our contacts, analysts, investors, private shareholders outside, with whom I had the joy to work over the last decade. And I can also say, and I keep the statement after this recording, I am and I will remain a shareholder, so I will be connected to this company also going forward.
So I make sure that you remain a happy shareholder in Talanx in future. Other than that, today I can only speak and people can only listen to me. I can't wait, and I am really eager to meet all the shareholders of Talanx and other members of the community that follow Talanx.
Thank you very much for these powerful closing words, you guys. To our listeners out there, thank you for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care.